This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. Now, during the recent flooding as a result of Hurricane Harvey, nuclear power plants, indeed two nuclear reactors at the South Texas Project plant near Houston, operated at full capacity. 250 workers remained at the plant. However, there is concern by environmental groups about that policy, and they're concerned about the danger that nuclear power plants could be during a situation of flooding. But there are some experts with a different view. James Konka wrote in Forbes magazine, quote, "Anyone who knows anything about nuclear was not surprised. Nuclear is the only energy source immune to all extreme weather events by design." Of course, he's saying we're not anyone who knows anything about nuclear power was not surprised that the South Texas Project plant and others remained open during the flooding. Now, here with a different point of view than Forbes magazine, I'd like to welcome as part of our Earth Watch series, Paul Gunter. Paul is a lead spokesperson on the hazards and security concerns of nuclear power and a regulatory watchdog over the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the nuclear power industry. He is an environmental activist and energy policy analyst. He's been an ardent critic of atomic power development for more than four decades. He was a co-founder of the Clamshell Alliance in New England way back in 1976 to oppose the construction of the Seabrook, New Hampshire nuclear power plant through nonviolent direct action that launched the U.S. anti-nuclear movement. He is a recipient of the Jane Bagley Lehman Award from the Tides Foundation for Environmental Activism and Public Policy for his work on the nuclear issue. He appears both in print and on television, including on CNN Situation Room, the BBC World News, the New York Times, Washington Post, and other outlets. Paul, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me on.
So, Paul, what is your reaction to James Konka, who clearly has a different point of view than you do? He makes his case saying that over a fifth of the country's oil production was shuttered, but that Texas nuclear power plants were running smoothly, and that is by design. He paints a picture that nuclear power plants paint absolutely no risk whatsoever in extreme weather such as flooding. Your reaction?
Well, Mr. Konk is he's basically an apologist for the U.S. nuclear industry, and he's a avid promoter. I think that the most outrageous thing that Mr. Konka raises in that Forbes article is that nuclear power plants are supposed to be immune to extreme weather conditions, and nothing could be farther from the truth. The issue is that every U.S. nuclear power station, every power station in the world using nuclear power, relies upon the electric grid for 100% of its power for all safety systems during operation. If there's any kind of interruption or failure to that electrical grid system, the power plants automatically shut down, contrary to this whole notion that they're immune. In fact, they're very vulnerable, and because of that reliability, it's a very brittle power source. Now, they will go to emergency backup power, but they don't provide electricity during natural disasters or security events. So when you need them most, they're going to be most unreliable. And this can be due to anything from wind, which can bring down the utility lines. It can be from ice storms. It can be a tornado. In fact, we've even seen squirrels, shorting out electrical systems on the grid that causes nuclear power stations to go down. But it's not just the grid. It's also the nuclear power stations require tremendous amounts of cooling water because they're so so hot from the fissioning process. Only 30% goes into making power. The other 70% goes in as waste heat that has to be expelled. So, you know, an icing of these cooling sources like lakes, rivers, reservoirs, ice flows can build up in front of these cooling intakes, and that can cause the nuclear power plants to shut down as well. A drought that lowers the water level or heats up the water levels makes the cooling so inefficient of these nuclear power stations that they also have to shut down in those kinds of extreme drought and heat conditions. So contrary to what Mr. Konka's bragging about with Hurricane Harvey in South Texas, in fact, nuclear power is very brittle to extreme weather conditions.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I can't help but think, I think it was 2011, was it, with Fukushima and the tsunami that came in. I mean, a tsunami is not exactly the same as flooding by a hurricane, but the tsunami does cause flooding. And we're still feeling the effects, particularly those in the immediate area in Japan, but also we were impacted on the west coast of the United States. So how can they make the case that flooding actually poses no danger whatsoever, including the radioactive water, you know, connected with nuclear power plants and that possibly getting out into the wider environment, Paul?
Right. Well, that's, you know, particularly in the case of South Texas, you're very right. The South Texas uses a very large reservoir system that's 12,000 acres behind a an earthen dam that's 45 feet deep, and that water is, because it's a closed cycle for that those two nuclear power stations, it's very radioactive. In fact, we're seeing upward, you know, particularly with radioactive tritium that is being routinely discharged into that reservoir. So, in the event of a failure there of that dam or flooding over that dam, part of that is going to be radioactive hydrogen spilling out into the environment from that facility. And in fact, even during routine operation, that reservoir is not lined. So there's radioactive water discharging into the groundwater from the South Texas nuclear power plant. Mm. And we're quite concerned that that's coming up in local water, drinking water in the vicinity of South Texas. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily take a tsunami. You know, we've got 35 nuclear power stations here in the United States that sit below large dams systems. And, you know, all of us are concerned now about how, you know, we've not been taking good care of our infrastructure, and this includes dams. So
there's a threat there.
There's a threat that dam failure could actually introduce an inland tsunami to some of these nuclear power stations. And if you inundate some of these sites with 20 feet of water, then you could simultaneously shut down pump systems that are providing cooling water to these extremely hot reactors, and also cause electrical shorts to systems or flood out emergency diesel generators that essentially set you up for the same accident that happened at Fukushima.
Yeah, and with the dam failure, I mean, for listeners in Southern California, they may remember last winter, just, I think it was a leak, wasn't a total a failure, you know, of a dam, and thousands of people had to be evacuated, and there was flooding everywhere, so we could really see the impact of it. Now, Paul Gunter, for people who want more information about this and who want to find out what they can do about this, any suggestions?
Yes. Well, you can go to our website at beyondnuclear.org, and you can get information, including information that's current right now with regard to Hurricane Irma, as this superstorm, now a Category 5, is bearing down on four nuclear power stations.
Wow.
On the Atlantic coast in Florida.
Four. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, Paul, we really have to watch our backs here. And meanwhile, there's nobody home at the EPA because we've got somebody in charge of the EPA appointed by Trump, who doesn't even believe in global warming, a global warming denier, and making huge cutbacks in the EPA. And the EPA, they were heavily criticized anyway for having limited impact, but also any oversight on nuclear power plants. We're sure that that has also been compromised recently. So, Paul, yes, we're going to continue to follow this story. We want to thank you, by the way, for your work with the founding of the Clamshell Alliance and all of your work over the decades. And, you know, hopefully our listeners will be paying attention, more attention right now to the threat of nuclear power. Paul, thank you.
Thank you for having me on your show.